February is National Indigenous Language Month, and here in the islands, we honor the Hawaiian language, Olelo Hawaii. Here to talk about it is HPR's Kuvehiri Ishii. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Aloha kakayaka, I should say. Hawaiian language. So we took a look pretty much all month at how Olelo Hawaii, or Hawaiian language, has reached this point of having revitalized itself to a point where there are a lot of speakers, and we're asking a lot of questions about how we move this forward. And one thing that we looked at this week was the Olelo Ni'ihau, so the Hawaiian language that's spoken by folks from Ni'ihau, that is spoken, continues to be spoken on Ni'ihau, and that's distinctively different from the Hawaiian language you'd hear coming from university classrooms or Hawaiian language immersion schools. I should say, as a disclaimer, that I am a graduate of the Hawaiian language immersion school, and so my style or dialect of Olelo Hawaii fits sort of that mold, and it's different from those the language coming out of Ni'ihau, and I wanted to play some of from a manalei or a native speaker, Lawa'i Kanahele of Ni'ihau. This is actually an interview I did about trash when we were looking at trash on Kauai. I ran into her and I was able to kind of ask her questions about the trash story, but she did it in Olelo Ni'ihau. Here's a little bit of that.
Mani iau, loa no ke tei apana ainda e tira e te opala. Ano like no me taua ine I, a lo no ta wahi tira I opala o yano make kaha, pea te ano ta ia, e transfer station. Yeah.
So in there, you can hear it's a lot faster paced than my Olelo Hawaii would be. And maybe not choppy, but she has these breaks in them, right, where she goes ups and downs. But also the T's and the R's in places of K's and L's. And that has an interesting history that I was able to kind of get into with a Hawaiian language scholar, Keau Neesmith, up at UH Manoa, who had said that when the missionaries first came, they would hear the Olelo Hawaii being spoken by everyone on Kauai and Ni'ihau and O'ahu, and they couldn't figure out, it was so complicated to them, when to use the T's or the R's in places, in the place of K's and L's. And so what they ended up doing was saying, okay, we're just going to make a decision here. We're going to create a standardized alphabet system. We're going to cut out the T's and the R's and just put, you know, K's and L's. And that writing system survived, and the T's and R's were not a part of that in the written system. Right. So that's in the written system. So what you have on Ni'ihau is this continuous transmission of the language, of the spoken language, with the T's and the R's. There was no break in that transmission because they've been able to keep the Olelo Hawaii intact on island. But when it came to things like the Hawaiian Immersion Program, but also university classrooms, where we really didn't have the continuous transmission of spoken Olelo Hawaii, we would look to these primary source documents, all the Hawaiian language newspapers of the time, and they had K's and L's. And so in trying to bring that back, it's hard to understand because a lot of the spoken language wasn't there to provide that context for us. So on Ni'ihau, in fact, and speaking to another manalei, Tuti Kanahele, she, a native speaker, she had said that she would go to church and she would open up the Bible, and there were no T's and R's, but she understood by looking at it where you would put a T and an R because she learned how to speak through her grandparents and her parents. So that difference in the written system versus the spoken system is kind of at the heart of the differences in the dialect.
But is it all T's and R's and K's and L's, or just some?
Exactly. So that's the tricky part. In some instances, the word kakou, which is what I would say and what you are taught in the university classroom on Ni'ihau, they say kato. So there's still a K and a T. And so that's part of why it was confusing, I think, for missionaries when they first got here to figure out, okay, when do I put the K in? When do I put the T in? So there are several rules, but there are also exceptions to those rules. But the Hawaiian language, at least the one that is spoken on Ni'ihau, is being taught in a university classroom here on Oahu. So we do have efforts to spread the Olelo Ni'ihau, and also at the Kula o Ni'ihau of Kekaha on Kauai, where the next generation of Ni'ihau children are learning their dialect. And so in speaking to Tuti Kanahele, kind of getting off track here, as she had mentioned, so she teaches Olalo Hawaii here at Windward Community College. But she had mentioned that part of the difference or some change that she's seeing with the younger generation of Ni'ihau speakers is sort of this, not encroachment of English, but English is making its way into their lives a lot more than in the past. And you can think of social media or just technology and being having English available to them a lot more frequently. And she's sort of worried about the implications in terms of maybe it might change the way that they speak because their thinking is sort of, you know, being molded by the English-speaking world. Here's Tuti Kanahele.
O kia olelo Hawaii a kakou, he olelo kia nāna kakou i aomai e ko kakou ano he Hawaii. A ale naka olelo haole i aomai a kakou ke la, nā ko kakou olelo pono i aomai a kakou kia mana o Hawaii. Ina a ale kakou maka ala, nalo wale ana ke la, oia kau e kanalua nei.
So here she's speaking about how she thinks that the main driver, the main, you know, hokeo in Hawaii, let's see, the main transmission of the Olalo Hawaii is really transmitting what it means to be Hawaiian. And so for her, if that's lost, if that transmission of Olalo Hawaii is transmitting what it means to live in a world, in an English-speaking world, then she's afraid that the next generation might lose that sort of mindset or way of thinking. But she continues to speak it, and she tries as much as she can with her children to continue speaking the dialect. But they have moved to Oahu. They'll use it when it's convenient, but they aren't sort of adamant, you know, keepers of the olelo. Keaunee Smith, that Hawaiian language scholar we were talking about earlier, he had mentioned, because the question will often come up as, you know, which one's more authentic? Which Olalo Hawaii should we take as the Olalo Hawaii? And for Kiao, at least, for Mr. Neesmith, it's a matter of understanding that the language on Ni'ihau has not left their tongues. And so we should be looking to them as a source, at least as a source of reference when we try to bring back the language and help it grow. Here he is.
Ke la po e ohana a ole I moku, a ole I wehe I a ka olelo mi a lako mai, ke la ka po e a kako e nā nā koe. En noloko mai ka lumi papa, ne oi hili na I wale no oi I ka puke mehe me la ka puke ka mea pololei ka mea oi I o,
right. So here he's talking about how that unbroken chain was in place and how we should really be not sort of trying to standardize the language as it comes out of the university classrooms or Hawaiian language immersion schools, but really include and try to intertwine a lot of what those on Ihau are speaking into that curriculum.
Interesting. Fascinating, actually. Thank you so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Ku'uwehi Reishi talking about the native Hawaiian language as we mark Olelo Hawaii Month.